Walls, played by the Sonia Henny of Istros, Peter Van Steeden, and his Ipana whatchamacallit. And now, ladies and gentlemen, Peter's band is coming to a boil, isn't it, with those red coats on there? And now, ladies and gentlemen, tonight, I know you didn't expect to meet...
Well, what are we in for this evening, Fred?
Well, do you believe in mental telepathy, Harry?
Mental telepathy? What brought that up?
Well, it may surprise you to know, Mr. Von Zell, that during the past few weeks, I have been taking a course in mental telepathy through the mail.
Oh, Fred,
you... You are talking to a man, Mr. Von Zell, who is skilled in the gentle art of thought transference.
Oh.
Why, at this very moment, I can communicate impressions from my mind, what's left of it, to the mind of any person in this studio, without recourse to physical channels.
Oh, you're not kidding me, Fred.
Well, all right. I'll prove it to you, Harry. Now, I am not looking at Peter Van Steeden, am I?
No.
He can't hear me right now, can he?
No.
Well, I'm going to send Peter a thought. Watch him. How was that?
There's something screwy around here. Now, I saw that, and I still don't believe it.
Well, all right. Watch the Merrimacks. I'll send them a thought.
A tisket, a tasket.
Well, my skeptical belittler, are you convinced now?
No, look, you'll never convince me, Fred, until you send me a thought message.
All right, Mr. Von Zell. Let me think now.
All right.
Here is your thought.
Oh, so long, Fred.
Now, you have just seen this wonderful demonstration, ladies and gentlemen, but our guest tonight makes me look like a novice. For we are going to interview a young man who can transfer his thought impressions to the mind of a dog. The dog actually doesn't talk, but any stranger can ask him a question, and through a process of thought transference between the trainer and the animal, an answer is given in barks. And so, ladies and gentlemen, tonight I know you didn't expect to meet this human canine king and his best friend and trainer, Mr. Lou Miller. Good evening, Mr. Miller.
Good evening, Fred.
You mind if I shake hands with King?
No, go right ahead.
You think
ahead.
It's all right, King?
How are you, King? Shake hands, huh?
You notice he yawned while he shook hands. He heard the first part of the show, I guess. Well, that's mighty democratic of King. You know, a lot of dogs are high hat these days.
King's a regular guy, Fred.
What breed of dog is he, Mr. Miller?
He's a German Shepherd.
Oh, Uncle Jim tells me that any stranger can ask King a question, and that after you have conveyed the thought to him without speaking, the dog will answer correctly.
That is true, Fred.
Well, do you mind if I try him out?
No, go right ahead, Fred.
Fine. I'll start him on something easy. King, how many letters are there in the word King? King. How many letters are there in the word Ipana? Wait a minute. Let me get this in. How many letters in the word Ipana? Tell me, King. That is correct. Absolutely correct. King is probably the first dog to ever bark a commercial from coast to coast.
Ask him something else, Brad.
All right. Now, King, what time did this program go on the air tonight, Eastern Standard Time? Tell me, King.
Come on.
9, that is right. And beautifully barked, too, those nice pear-shaped tones. But tell me, Mr. Miller, will King bark yes or no to a question?
If I explain it to him first, he'll be glad to oblige.
Fine. Will you tell the old boy?
King, three barks mean yes. 2 barks, no. Have you got it?
Have you got that?
You got it, King?
Yes, then we're all set. 3 barks for yes and 2 for no. All right, King. Have you ever been on the air before? Tell me, King. No, huh? I see. Would you like to have a nice sustaining program of your own? Tell me, King.
Tell him, King.
You see, he keeps looking at Peter Van Steeden. He can... He can tell a rat a mile away. King is not only smart, Mr. Miller, he's a good businessman, too. Yes, it's on page 13. The dog is... I think the thing to do is give the dog the script and Mr. Miller...
Yes, King. Yes, King is no fool, Fred.
You know, I wouldn't be surprised if he did get a program of his own, Mr. Miller. I might end up working for King.
I don't think so, Fred.
Well, I worked for Katz one time in Chicago. Balaban and Katz, and if I can work for Katz, I can work for dogs. But tell me, Mr. Miller, how long have you had this four-footed intellectual, this canine Stein?
Since he was 3 months old. He has a little over 6 years now.
Well, how were you able to establish this psychic bond between you two?
Well, it was a long process, Fred.
Mm-hmm.
When King was a pup, I started him to respond to my various intonations of my voice.
And now he'll react to your commands without signals of any sort.
Exactly.
Well, have you introduced King to the public yet?
Yes, we've been at the Roxy, the Brooklyn Strand, and the Midnight Sun nightclub.
And King's IQ hasn't faltered under the strain?
No, Fred. He does 4 or 5 shows a day and never makes a mistake.
You know, when I was in vaudeville, all of the dogs in dog acts knew me. I was always billed so low that dogs kept bumping their noses into my name as they passed the front of the theater. But it's... you think that's kidding? Ask Uncle Jim. He was on the bill with me once. They had to dig to find my name there. But is King planning to do any stage work in the near future?
Why, yes, Brad. King is opening tonight.
Opening tonight? Where?
At the Rainbow Room, upstairs.
A dog at the Rainbow Room? Is he wearing white leash?
No, they're letting King dress in formal.
Oh, I know, but his breath will certainly have to come in tuxedo pants, of course. But have you another dog to succeed King if King shows up someday with a nervous breakdown?
Yes, Brad. I'm training his son to succeed him now.
And what is King's son's name? Prince?
No, it's Silver.
Silver, huh? Why, you may be the Lone Ranger of tomorrow, Mr. Miller. But King is dozing off here, or he's going for somebody. How about... He sees Peter's head. He knows it's a bone, and nothing will... Before any trouble starts here, how about asking King a couple of more questions?
Go right ahead, Fred. Get ready, King.
Fine. Now, I think, King, I think I'll try you this time on politics. How many states voted Republican in the last presidential election, King? Tell me, King. Right, 1.5. That is... trouble about that. Maine or Vermont will have to decide which is half, but they can write to King about it and let me alone. Now, I don't want to ask him how many voted Democratic, Mr. Miller. He'll be here barking for the rest of the night.
It's all right, Fred. When there are 2 digits in the answer, he'll bark the first digit and stop. Then bark the second.
A lightning calculator, hey? Well, all right, King. How many states voted Democratic in 1936? Tell me, King. How many states?
Tell him, King.
4, that's right.
Next number.
And the next... One more. I'm glad he did it. I was going to bark there myself. The way my throat is, Jim. But Mr. Folly certainly couldn't have done any better.
King is always right, Fred.
Well, election questions would naturally be easy, Mr. Miller. Every dog, after all, is an authority on polls. But, I'll see if I can double-cross him this time, King. King, how many men are here at the microphone, King? Not
Tell
counting
him.
Uncle Jim. How many men
Tell
are
him.
At the microphone?
Tell them, King.
2 and Uncle Jim. All right. Correct. How many good-looking men?
Tell them, King.
Tell me, King. I wonder which one of us he meant, Mr. Miller.
King never tells a lie, Fred.
I get it. I lose again, hey? Now, just one more question, Mr. Miller. I think I'll make this a question to end all questions. King, how many new jokes have you heard on the program tonight? How many new jokes? Come on, boy. How many new jokes? Come on, King. Give us those digits, King. Come on, King. I think he's giving me the digit there.
That's his answer, Fred.
Well, he's... he's too smart for me. And thank you a lot for this doggy little chat, Mr. Miller. Miller. And thanks a million to you, King. Thank you a lot, King.
Good night, Fred. Speak to him, King.
Good night. Good night, and thank you very much. Thank you. And now the town hall singers, under the direction of Mr. Lynn Murray, sing Joshua Fit the Battle of Jericho.
Joshua fit the battle of Jericho, Jericho, Jericho. Joshua fit the battle of Jericho when the walls come tumbling down.
That morning,
Joshua fit the battle of Jericho, Jericho, Jericho. Joshua fit the battle of Jericho when the walls come tumbling down.
Lord, you can talk about your King of Gideon. You can talk about your man of Saul. There's none like good old Joshua at the battle of Jericho.
That morning,
Joshua fit the battle of Jericho, Jericho, Jericho. Joshua fit the battle of Jericho when the walls come tumbling down.
Up to the walls of Jericho, he marched with spear in hand. Go blow them ram horns, Joshua cried, case the battle am in my hand.
That morning,
Joshua got the battle in the palm of his hand.
Oh, talk about Gideon,
talk about Saul.
Oh, Joshua got the battle in the palm of his hand. Oh, talk about King,
oh, talk about King.
Oh, Joshua got the battle in the palm of his hand. And the walls come tumbling down.
Joshua got the battle in the palm of his hand.
I'll talk about Shadrach,
Meshach, Abednego.
Oh, Joshua got the battle in the palm of his hand. I'll talk about King,
the King of Babylon.
Joshua got the battle in the palm of his hand, and the walls come tumbling down.
The lamb, ram, sheep horns begin to blow, trumpets begin to sound. Joshua commanded the children to shout, and the walls come tumbling down.
Joshua fit the battle of Jericho, Jericho, Jericho. Joshua fit the battle of Jericho, and the walls come tumbling down. Joshua fit the battle of Jericho, Jericho, Jericho. Joshua fit the battle of Jericho, and the walls come tumbling down.
Gentlemen, a little item left over from the town hall news. A little fanfare, Peter, please. A new restaurant is soon to be opened where your order for dinner is conveyed direct to the kitchen by means of a microphone. How is that for scientific progress?
You mean a mic at every table, Fred?
Exactly.
No waiter to breathe down your neck?
No, Harry. Just a microphone. You pitch your voice in a melodious key, speak into the microphone, and order like this. Calling all chefs. Calling all chefs. You over there by the gas range. Cream chicken, mashed potatoes, and rice pudding. That is all.
Very good, sir. But of course you realize those are all soft, creamy foods. So don't forget, I pan a toothpaste and massage. That is all.
Say, what's the big idea?
Why, it's a grand idea, Fred, to help anyone to have a winning smile. I panna and massage. Maybe, ladies and gentlemen, you haven't stopped to realize how important massage is to sound teeth and healthy gums. Our gums certainly don't get the stimulation they need from the soft, well-cooked foods we eat. So they're naturally apt to become tender and consequently more susceptible to gum trouble. That is why, like so many dentists, we earnestly suggest this easy, modern routine.
Every time you brush your teeth with Ipana toothpaste, put a little extra Ipana on your fingertip or your toothbrush and massage it on your gums.
For Ipana is especially designed, when used with massage, to help stimulate and strengthen your gums, as well as to clean and brighten your teeth.